Natural Living with Gary Null, exploring the nature and politics of medicine, health, nutrition, and the environment. And now your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, and I'd like to welcome you to this program. Today, a continuation of our ongoing, in-depth investigative reporting series, Abuses in Psychiatry. We're going to examine Prozac, Ritalin, ADD, ADHD, and give you the other side of the story. First, to Prozac. Nearly a decade has passed since Prozac, the antidepressant drug, was introduced to the market and quickly achieved the label of a wonder drug. During that time, Prozac has indeed helped many people who suffer from severe depression, but the early claims that Prozac would alleviate depression without causing harmful side effects have not been realized. Indeed, just the opposite has proven to be true. Prozac has produced serious side effects in some users, prompting a host of lawsuits against Eli Lilly and Company, the drug's manufacturer. These adverse effects include akathisia, a condition in which a person feels compelled to move about, permanent neurological damage, and suicidal obsession and acts of violence. In 1990, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, an organization that investigates psychiatric violations of human rights, wrote a letter to the House of Representatives in which it stated, "The wide use of Prozac has been largely generated by Lilly's false claim that Prozac has fewer side effects than other antidepressant drugs. This is a serious misrepresentation to the public, which is destroying lives." Unquote. The letter notes that Eli Lilly changed its advertisements to remove the statement that Prozac causes, quote, fewer side effects, unquote. In one ad, an example, the manufacturer said, instead the drug produces, quote, fewer tricyclic-like side effects, unquote. However, the Citizens Commission believes Prozac should be recalled. The letter concludes, the drug should be immediately recalled as a serious health hazard and kept off the market until the manufacturer can guarantee the drug will not kill more people. Now, here's a question. Who knew that Prozac may have killed anyone? What evidence exists that it's caused anyone's death? And what has the mainstream media done to inform us of any of these potential conflicts? That's what I'm going to be exploring on today's program. Let's take a look at children, because right now, children are one of the primary targets for Prozac. Perhaps one of the most disturbing trends in psychiatry is the ever-increasing use of psychotropic drugs on children. And while psychiatrists and pharmaceutical companies claim such drug treatment is safe, they rarely, if ever, talk about the harm this practice has been proven to cause. An investigation into Prozac's adverse effects on children published in 1994, covering 659 children between the ages of 1 and 18, showed 1,332 adverse reactions suffered by those children. These adverse reactions include 34 deaths, 83 attempted suicides. 2 5-year-old children committed suicide in 1992 while taking Prozac, and 2 4-year-old children attempted suicide while taking just 10 milligrams a day of Prozac. Now the question is the FDA covering up for the drug companies? The public often relies on government agencies to warn them of potential dangers of consumer products. From toys to automobiles to drugs, we place our trust in those with the ability to investigate, test, compile data, and truthfully report to the public. For example, in 1999, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission announced a recall of 19 million swimming pool toys called dive sticks, a plastic toy which could be retrieved from the bottom of the pool during diving games. According to the Center for Science and Public Interest, Office of Information and Public Affairs, it was aware of 6 injuries to children between the ages of 6 and 9 years of age. Parents received warnings about the potential hazard of toys quite frequently. Warning issued based on as few as 2 to 3 incidents of injury. But what about drugs? What if drugs harm 2 or 3 children? Or kill 34? Are warnings pursued with the same zeal? On the contrary, the information is covered up. What did the FDA do in response to the 1,800 suicide attempts in adults and children taking Prozac to medical studies from Harvard, Yale, Columbia University, and others, which showed Prozac caused suicidal ideation in patients not previously suicidal? In March of 1993, the FDA changed the way drug adverse reactions were entered into the spontaneous reporting system. The FDA deleted medical report comments by doctors about specific patients. For example, a June 20, 1991 adverse reaction report shows the case of a 15-year-old girl having been hospitalized for an attempted suicide after being on Prozac for 1 month. The report clearly stated, quote, she did not have a history of suicidal thoughts prior to Prozac, unquote, and that, quote, Prozac was discontinued and the patient fully recovered, unquote. The same entry in September of 1993 merely states that there was a suicidal attempt and hospitalization. A 1991 adverse reaction report on a one-year-old states that, quote, mother took Prozac while pregnant and while breastfeeding, unquote, and noted the child suffered from a deformed esophageal valve, colic, had scarlet fever 3 times, and profuse sweating. Under the same entry, on September 15, 1993 report, both the reporter's comments about the mother's use during pregnancy and while breastfeeding and the congenital deformity were excluded. The report merely stated, quote, fever, gastrointestinal disorder, pain, and sweat, unquote. Who benefits from the omission of such information? Certainly not the public. While toys are banned, which are linked to several injuries, Prozac-related deaths average 5 to 6 people per week, with the FDA concealing information and preventing the public from knowing the truth about Prozac's ability to kill. How is that possible? Well, I took a look at the FDA panel. Another problem is that the FDA doctors have very close affiliations with drug companies. For example, one of the people on that panel, an individual who approves psychopharmacological drugs at the FDA, quote, is a friend of Prozac, unquote. A statement in some of Eli Lilly's material even noted the relationship. Also, one doctor who voted in favor of Prozac received payment from Eli Lilly to make speeches about the drug's benefits and safety. Quote, dozens of doctors are getting paid by Eli Lilly and doing clinical research for them. Nonetheless, they think they can sit fairly in judgment about whether Prozac is harmful or not, unquote. Furthermore, when the FDA convened a panel in late 1991 to review concerns about Prozac and violence, 8 of the 10 panel members were psychiatrists. The livelihood of their profession depends in part on the prescription of antidepressants such as Prozac, which raises questions about their objectivity in reviewing the safety of prescription drugs. In fact, the FDA disclosed before the panel hearing that a number of the members had financial conflicts of interest because they had received grants from various manufacturers of antidepressants. One member even had grants pending from Eli Lilly. It has also been shown that another member did not disclose his engagement to speak at seminars funded by Eli Lilly or 2 pending grants from antidepressant manufacturers. He had received some $4 million worth of research grants from such manufacturers in the 8 years preceding the Prozac hearings. In the end, nearly all the panel members either had conflict of interest or belonged to the psychiatric profession. The panel voted 10-0 that there was no evidence proving that antidepressants were linked to violent or suicidal thoughts and behavior. According to the critics, the FDA panel did not acknowledge the importance of the re-challenge process in its review of Prozac. With re-challenging, patients who have experienced side effects, which subside when they stop taking the drug, begin taking it again to see if the same negative effects reoccur. If they do, the side effects in question can be closely linked to the drug. Dr. Martin Teicher, the Harvard researcher, told the FDA panel at least 8 patients who had been re-challenged with Prozac and experienced violent suicidal thoughts establishing a connection between the drug and these side effects. Dr. Teicher said that rechallenging could provide more definitive data about the drug and more quickly than do clinical trials. But the panel was not interested in the findings. What's more, when Dr. Teicher asked to present slides correlating Prozac with violent suicidal thoughts, the panel refused to see them. It did, however, allow slides that defended Prozac. In 1963, a time in U.S. pharmacological infancy, Life magazine introduced the broad public to the concept of brain chemical imbalances. Psychiatrists had been experimenting with drugs, particularly LSD, and astonishing themselves with a wide variety of behaviors, emotions, and personality changes that could be induced in someone with only a tiny speck of the drug. A hypothesis was born out of this. If such wide variations in behavior could be made with such a small amount of a drug, which no doubt affected the brain, then any variation from normal behavior must be due to extremely fine changes in brain chemistry. The idea that some other external cause of behavioral disturbance could exist was discarded. Brain chemistry simply needed to be balanced. Famed psychologist B.F. Skinner told Life magazine, quote, "In the not-too-distant future, the motivational and emotional conditions of normal life will probably be maintained in any desired state through the use of drugs." Unquote. In 1967, psychiatrist Nathan Klein, an MKUltra participant, made a chilling prediction which showed just how much psychiatry wanted to use drugs for behavior control, not for treating mental illness. Klein had been studying the effects of psychiatric drugs on normal humans and reported that, quote, "The present breadth of drug use may be almost trivial when we compare it to the possible numbers of chemical substances that will be available for the control of selective aspect of a man's life by the year 2000. If we accept the position that human mood, motivation, and emotions are reflections of a neurochemical state of brain, then drugs can provide a simple, rapid, expedient means to produce any desired neurochemical state we wish. The sooner we can cease to confuse scientific and moral statements about drug use, the sooner we can consider the types of neurochemical states that we wish to provide for people." Unquote. In April of 1970, the editor of the Journal of Biological Psychology, experimental psychologist James McConnell, gave the most chilling version of the desire to control normal human behavior. In discussing the behavioral psychologist's desire to control criminal behavior, specifically he and all social behavior in general, he said, quote, "Many cling to the old-fashioned belief that each of us build up his personality logically and by free will. This is patently incorrect, as the belief that the world is flat. No one owns his own personality. Your ego, your individuality, was forced on you by your genetic constitution and by the society in which you were born. You had no say about what kind of personality you acquired, and there's no reason to believe that you should have the right to refuse to acquire a new one." Unquote. He also added, "I believe the day has come when we can combine sensory deprivation with drugs, hypnosis and astute manipulation with a reward and punishment to gain almost absolute control over an individual's behavior. It should be possible then to achieve a very rapid and highly effective type of brainwashing that would allow us to make dramatic changes in a person's behavior and personality. I foresee the day when we could convert the worst criminal into a decent citizen in a matter of a few months or perhaps less time than that. The danger is, of course, that we could also do the opposite. We could change any decent, respectable citizen into a criminal. We should try to regulate human conduct. We should reshape our society so we all would be trained from birth to want to do what society wants us to do." Unquote. For individuals who do not conform to McDonald's noted, quote, "We probably have to restructure his entire personality." Mind you, this is not my opinion. These are the statements made by one of the most respected and leading behavioralists of his time, reshaping society through medication. Let's take a look at the side effects of Prozac. First and foremost, overstimulation. Prozac acts like a stimulant, and some of its side effects are thus the same as those of amphetamines. The major adverse effects of the amphetamines, like those of Prozac, are exaggerations of the desired effects, specifically stimulation, including insomnia, anxiety, and hyperactivity. As is now commonly done with Prozac, amphetamines were often prescribed along with the sedative to relieve overstimulation. Overstimulating the central nervous system can cause a wide range of symptoms, including agitation, anxiety, nervousness, increased headaches, sweating, nightmares, insomnia, weight loss, and loss of appetite. Two common manifestations of overstimulation are akathisia and agitation. Now, put it in context. Let's say that you're right now you have a daughter or son, more often than not a son, who's in school between the ages of 8 and 14. And you have decided, based upon some behavior that you're not happy with, possibly an agitation, possibly a lack of respect for what you want for your son, or maybe feedback from the teacher that your son's not paying attention in class or is not a good student, and if he wants to get through it and graduate and you want him to go to the best schools, then he'd better take a drug. So the drug is Prozac. Listen to the side effects. Now your son goes to school where before he may have been bored with the teacher, bored with the class, smarter than the teacher in the class, which happens. Now he has agitation, anxiety, nervousness, sweating, losing weight. What do you think the teacher is now going to say he has? Hyperactivity? ADD? ADHD? And he's going to be given Ritalin along with Prozac. That's the side effects of Prozac. Let's take a look at akathisia. The term akathisia refers to a need to move about. A person feels driven to shuffle their feet or to stand up and walk around. At the same time, there's an inner sense of anxiety and irritability, like chalk going down a chalkboard, only it's your spine. The feeling can be mild or torturous. Now try sitting in a class as a child who's experiencing that. Agitation is another one. Prozac can produce extreme feelings of agitation, often associated with akathisia. Studies have shown 40% of people on Prozac can even when they're taking sedatives, get agitated or get akathisia. Both of these conditions are associated with violence and suicide because they are related to a breakdown of impulse control. Now, take a look at all the shootings. Take a look at all the kids that go into a inner city mental health care facility, and now they're given Prozac. Before, they weren't violent. Before, they had no desire to kill themselves or anyone else. Now, they start shooting others and themselves. Or they go to a school and they walk in and they start shooting. We blame it on a lack of gun control. A lack of gun control isn't the issue. What we're doing to their personality to remove all impulse control is. And then you have psychoses. When overstimulation becomes extreme, a patient's nervous system reaches psychotic proportions. People become manic and do outlandish things. Spend a day reading my email if you want to see some extreme psychosis of agitated people who are not getting their needs met and suddenly lash out. Happens all the time in supposedly normal people. By what standards? They start directing traffic naked or spending all their money. Extreme overstimulation can ruin lives. But they don't have to direct traffic naked. They can get bombed out of their mind in a sorority or fraternity. They can go on binges, drug binges, alcohol binges, violence binges. We say these are just growing pains or an inappropriate response to the follies of youth. No, these can happen in all kinds of people at all levels of life. The reason we don't see them in our senior citizens is because the senior citizens have not yet been the primary target for Prozac. But when it starts reaching into that market, and it is inevitable it will, then you'll start hearing about someone who goes in a senior citizen home and starts doing damage to other people. We'll say it was just one deranged person. Why didn't anyone do that damage before? Will anyone look at the drugs? Can't afford to. That would be too revealing. And also, we have people who get depressed, become paranoid, and compulsively suicidal. This effect was noted in FDA-controlled studies that were only 4 to 6 weeks long. Out of the 286 people who finished the short-term studies, 1% became psychotic. Actually, the rate may be higher than 1% since these were such short controlled studies and the population of people studied was so narrow. As mentioned earlier today, the people chosen for the study were carefully screened to exclude those with a history of being manic depressive, schizophrenic, or suicidal. As a result, one can see that the craziness people experienced was strongly associated with the drug. Let's take a look at depression. Depression is an after effect of overstimulation. And while researching FDA materials on Prozac, I discovered that Lilly knew Prozac caused depression, and in fact, the company initially reported it. Lilly admitted on paper in its final statement about the drug side effects that it commonly caused patients to get depressed. Then it got scratched out at the FDA, along with a whole bunch of other things. It went from being common a cause of depression to being scratched out, to not even being appearing under uncommon. It just disappeared from the label. That's politics. That's special interest. That's the FDA. In other words, the manufacturer admitted that Prozac causes the very thing it is supposed to cure. Ultimately, this places patients in jeopardy. People start taking the drug, and in the beginning, they feel better. Maybe after all, because it's just good to get a drug in their mind. They have something they feel they can hold on to in the moment of their anxiety. They feel like, wow, I'm doing something for myself. Or maybe the drug gives them a burst of energy. Stimulants will do that. They will make people feel energized. Then they get more depressed. Then they get suicidal feelings. They don't know the drug hasn't been tested on suicidal patients. They don't know that Eli Lilly once listed depression as an effect of the drug. And so they end up thinking the more they take a Prozac, and their doctors almost always agree, the better they're going to feel. When that fails to work, they end up eventually getting shock treatment, never knowing that if they hadn't been or started on Prozac, they may never have gotten so severely depressed. But let's look at something that is a common side effect that is never discussed, tardive dystonia and tardive dyskinesia. There have been reports of serious nerve damage in Prozac. Some former users charge that Prozac has essentially wrecked their nervous systems, leaving them with permanent disabilities such as tardive dystonia, a condition in which muscles tense up involuntarily, or tardive dyskinesia, in which there is involuntary movement. Many psychiatric drugs such as Haldol and Thorazine are recognized as causing tardive dyskinesia in roughly 1 out of 5 long-term users. And warnings are contained in the manufacturer's prescribing information cautioning against this permanent brain damage caused by the drugs. But no such warning is provided with Prozac by the manufacturer. The Prozac package insert does not even mention this at all. But it contains such misleading information that you would never pay attention that the side effects would be that permanent or that disability provoking to you. Current medical knowledge holds that the permanent damage of tardive dyskinesia is not expected to develop until the person has been on a psychiatric drug for a year or more. Hence, the name tardive, meaning late developing. With Prozac, however, my review of the scientific literature shows that it can develop rapidly and without warning early on. Tardive dystonia and dyskinesia are conditions that should not be taken lightly because they can be stigmatizing in a person's life. The movements and the postures associated with these conditions can look bizarre. It may make a person seem quite mentally ill when, in fact, their movements are simply side effects of medications intended to alleviate mental illness. These symptoms can persist long after the person has come off the drug, and in some cases they never remit to all because parts of the brain that control muscle function have been destroyed by the drug. Now, another thing that you're not told is sexual dysfunction. Prozac affects serotonin levels and may therefore cause sexual dysfunction. Men may find themselves unable to ejaculate or even get an erection, and women may have difficulty obtaining an orgasm. One study showed this problem to occur in half the people using the medication. And the percentage may even be higher, noting that many people taking Prozac won't complain about sexual dysfunction because this drug tends to make them less interested in other people. In fact, the term Prozac is an anti-empathy drug. And for this reason, even those in psychiatry who praise a drug admit that it reduces sensitivity. That, of course, can reduce sexual interest and diminish whether you care about having sex as a problem. And again, when Eli Lilly studied this matter at the FDA, they found only a small amount of people who were having sexual dysfunction. Then after the drug was approved, they found out that they were wrong, and there was a large percentage of people who were having this particular problem. But they were also having other problems, like skin rashes. Several kinds of rashes are associated with Prozac use. At the most serious extreme, rashes that appear reflect serious immunological disorders, such as lupus erythematosus, or serum sickness, which is accompanied by fever, chills, and abnormal high white blood cell count. And a few deaths have been associated with Prozac-induced skin rashes. And cancer. Animal studies show that Prozac, as well as a number of other antidepressants, enhance tumor growth. And yet it's commonly given to people suffering from cancer because it's a thought that it will help them with the depression of their cancer. And look at the literature. It enhances cancer growth. Up to 78% of people who take antidepressants, selective reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, for several months experience, upon abrupt treatment interruption, physical and psychological symptoms such as changes in mood, appetite and sleep, dizziness, fatigue, anxiety, agitation, nausea, headaches, sensory disturbance. The symptoms are so typical that the clinical entity SSRI discontinuation syndrome is now widely accepted after its existence had been negated for several years following the introduction of SSRIs on the market. Symptoms are usually mild and short-term, but occasionally can be severe and long-lasting, and they have often been interrupted only when a person goes back on treatment. 70% of patients who take the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, such as sertraline and paroxetine, experience sexual dysfunction as a side effect of treatment. Impairment in motor drive and impairment in desire occurs more frequently in men than women, and while impairment in level of arousal and orgasm is experienced similarly in both sexes. So this is a part of the story, the untold story of Prozac. Now this time Eli Lilly is having its patent on Prozac expire, and the very same time there's an enormous new market opening up for a product that is identical. It is the same identical product. It is called Seraphim. And now they're trying to tell women, hey, if you've got PMS or any of these other conditions, that's a mental condition. That's a disease. And you need Prozac. If it weren't bad enough, the damage Prozac's already done, imagine now, with tens of millions of women, probably over 100 million women, is being targeted as the new market. And it will be done so slickly and so deceptively. It'll appear in all these different magazines as a very good way to help women. You won't know that the people who are promoting it have a direct or indirect interest in the company or are financially connected with it. I just want to let you know, Prozac has a deadly side effect and a legacy that has not been made public up to this point. In a moment, Ritalin, ADD and ADHD, and two comments by psychiatrists who are now reexamining whether or not there is any real basis to the terms of mental illness at all, especially if they're considered biological because they're saying research in biological psychiatry is a total fraud and a deception. I'll read their comments in a moment. I'm Gary Nall.
And good afternoon once again. This is WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM. The name of this program is Natural Living with Gary Nall. And as Gary has just mentioned, there's more information to come on attention deficit disorder and a continuation of this series that he has been bringing to us all week. And this is the final day, this final day of the first week, coming into the week and a half of this fundraising drive, the spring fundraising drive here at WBAI. And we're asking for your support at this station, this listener-sponsored radio station, WBAI. Gary Nall in Natural Living has been a part of WBAI for 24 years, a part of this listener-sponsored radio station that's been around for 41 years. And we continue to move forward. We have several premium that we have been offering this first week, and as a matter of fact, part of the last week as well, and we'll outline those for you as well. But just to start things off, we would like to let you know, if you are just tuning past the dial, this being a listener-sponsored station, this is how we exist. This is how this station has existed for 41 years, with your contributions. And the basic contribution level to WBAI is $50. If you can afford that and you can do that at this particular time, please do that. Our number is 212-209-2950. Those of you who were not able to get through yesterday, there seemed to have been a little bit of a problem getting through yesterday. We have some open lines, and you can get through right now. We have some volunteers available to take your calls. Our number is 212-209-2950. There are well, let me just introduce and welcome into the studio once again Matthew Finch for joining us here this afternoon. Matthew, and good afternoon.
Well,
to
good
you.
Afternoon. Good afternoon.
So,
well,
one of the things that one of the new additions to these premiums this afternoon or the past couple of days have been the Food Mood Body Connection, and this is for a pledge of $150, and you can make that on the installment plan, the Visa MasterCard. If you can do that, you can pledge sending us a check. We'll send you an invoice in about 10 days. You can do that as well. We have one person on the line now, and we'd like to ratchet that up quite a bit. We can handle about 10 of you.
We have two people on the line right now.
We can accommodate about 10 of you right now at 212-209-2950. This is brand new for this fundraising drive, our spring fundraising drive, the Food Mood Body Connection. Okay, yeah. Well, I had to switch things around a little bit. Here we go. 212-209-2950. We're looking over each other's,
those bells.
Each other's shoulders here this afternoon, and even more than that, but we won't talk about that right now. The 10-part Women's Health audio tapes for a pledge of $200, if that is comfortable for you. Gary will talk about that in just a little bit. 212-209-2950. Join those three callers on the line now, pledging their support to this radio station, to this program, WBAI and Gary Nall.
All right, and in addition to that book, The Food Mood Body Connection, from Gary Nall, for that pledge of $150, there are two other books. Together, you can get them as a combined item for your pledge of $150. But if you want the what has been the fastest runner through this drive, and that is the Joy of Juicing book, brand new. It's a title that longtime listeners may know, but the book itself is brand new. The contents are brand new. The Joy of Juicing, Creative Cooking with Your Juicer. The majority, if not all, of these recipes are readily adaptable to those of you with the blender. That's from Gary Nall with Shelley Nall, with his daughter. A reunion.
In combination with the juicer and the blender, these recipes are available, and you might want to look at those. I've gotten a number of requests from people looking for this and are interested in this.
And I noticed that your review copy is already bent out of shape. So someone's been working in the kitchen with this book. Well, that book is available to you with our thanks for those of you who can make a pledge of $75 to WBAI at that number, 212-209-2950. And, of course, this is not just about juices, but soups and salad dressings, sauces, entrees even. But each of the ingredients in every one of these recipes is chosen for its health benefits. There are juices that are there specifically as cleansers, juices to help your brain, your liver, and your memory, your night vision, your eyesight, for those of you who spend lots of time on the road. You can call in right now and pick that up. And, of course, those of you who want the $100 pledge, you can get the Baby Boomer's Guide to Life, Getting It Right the Second Time Around. That's a brand new book. Both of those books, by the way, are brand new from Gary Null, and they are not even out yet, but they are printed. A special run of at least one of those books was made by the publisher so that we could offer it to the BAI audience first before anyone else gets their hands on it, and we're offering it to you. So this is, in effect, an exclusive.
And it's available in a combination pack if you would
absolutely
like to do that as well. For a pledge of $150, call us now at 212-209-2950. If you had problems getting through yesterday, we have some open lines available now. Three calls coming in right now at 212-209-2950. You can get the 10 Steps to a Joyful and Happy Life, the 10 audio cassette
there they
pack
go. Thank
for
you.
A pledge of $200. You can do that as well. If you'd like to give a gift subscription of $1,000, we'll surely welcome that. But we need to hear from you now. There are 5-6 callers on the line now. Please be patient with the people in Tally as they process your calls and
let
your
me give
pledges.
You an example why
only
I
take
believe
about
it's
two,
so
3 minutes.
Okay.
Let me explain why I think it's so important that the women in this audience and the men who care about the women in your life call in and get the Food Mood Body Connection. Don't be misled by the title. It's a profoundly important book. In fact, it got the highest rating of any book I've ever written in my life from Publishers Weekly. It got an A rating, which means it was one of the best books of the year in all categories. Also, it was just reviewed in one of the longest reviews I've ever seen in the Townsend Letter for Doctors as one of the most single important books for the clinician and consumer in letting them know that there is natural non-toxic approaches to eating disorders, depression, anxiety disorders, all forms of mood swings, schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, everything having to do with our mood and emotions, even candida, because it is related. It's all in that book. Now here, let me read something today. I was going to read this on the show in a later section. I'll just take a second. It's from Kelly Patricia O'Meara, called Misleading Medicine. Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly is promoting Serafin as a miracle pill for women suffering from PMDD, a, quote, mental disorder not yet proved to exist. What's more, Eli Lilly admits that Serafin has the same active ingredients as Prozac, complete with the same dangerous side effects. Australian-born singer Helen Redding's 1972 hit song, I Am a Woman, has been called a feminist battle hymn. Many a male disc jockey at the time refused to air it until the song became a part of the soundtrack to a movie and catapulted it to the top of the Billboard charts. Taking a look at the song today, it's hard to imagine the furor generated by the lyrics from the lady under Down Under. Oh yes, I am wise, but it is seldom born of pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I've gained. If I have two, I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. I am a woman. Nearly 3 decades since the release of this feminist anthem, the lyrics neither threatened nor offend, if they ever did, but seemed to acknowledge pride in feminine strength. Then it goes on to talk about where are we at today with the FDA allowing women to be subjected to this fluoxetine, which is Prozac, which is now called Serafem, the so-called mental disorder, which the American Psychiatric Association has not yet accepted, but will. It always does. It's listed in the appendix of the American Psychiatric Association Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disease. Now I'm going to get that in the second part of our program. It's called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, or PMDD. It's a new and improved version of the premenstrual syndrome, but now it's been made a mental illness. You'd think women would be offended. They're not. You think that they would boycott Eli Lilly and all of its drugs. They won't. You would think that people would start writing editorials and outraged comments. It hasn't happened. Only in those selective few who have recognized that Prozac was bad to begin with. It's even worse when you make up a disease that does not exist. You label it on women, just like in the 1800s they labeled hysteria or womb furies as uniquely feminine and offered opium or clitorectomy or removal of the ovaries or pelvic mechanical stimulation, which is masturbation by the doctor, to alleviate the symptoms. Well, it's no better today. So in 110 years, medicine has stayed exactly where it is because psychiatry continues to exploit. So for those of you who are incensed about Serafin and how it's going to be marketed and the millions of dollars spent to buy doctors and scientists and women who will line up and you won't know what interest they have in it, all to support it. But look at the reality. As of October 93, a total of 28,623 complaints of adverse side effects have been filed with the FDA, including 1,885 suicide attempts and 1,449 deaths. Now, you would think that anything that had been challenged by killing 1,300 people would have been banned. And it would have had the panel not been stacked in favor of Eli Lilly at the FDA. So now they're going to do it again. Or those of you who want to see yourself improved, but not at the cost of your health, you can get the Food Move Body Connection, which shows you the natural and non-toxic approach to helping yourself through what are normal, not diseases, either physical or mental diseases, normal hormone fluctuations, which can be impacted by our diet and sugar and acid-alkaline balance. And when you see how many women I've asked in our health support groups to hold up their hands if they've diminished or completely eliminated their PMS pains, and you see like 90% of the hands go up, and people have had terrible PMS for years. It's gone completely. Now, those same people, if they were not aware of the issues, would be tempted to use Seraphim. Sounds nice. Sarah, a woman's name, historical name, biblical name. Fem, as in feminine. So I'm honoring my feminist nature, a person says, by taking something, it will help me. And then it starts. And once you start, think of the side effects. The side effects in women would be just what they have been in school, teenage boys, who are primarily people taking it. Agitation, suicidal ideation, akathisia. Just imagine if you were taking it at work and you couldn't focus, you couldn't sit still. Would that cause a challenge to your job? It could. And what about in a relationship? If you were agitated, argumentative, confrontational, you were looking for something to rationalize and justify this inner sense of disease, this gross agitation, you're going to be making all kinds of false projections about everything and everyone. And that's why we frequently see people walking in, taking a gun, unloading it on total strangers and completely innocent people. And then the people, no one ever says, what were they on? Well, they were on Prozac, some of these people, a lot of them. Lovox, Prozac, Paxil, yeah. So now we have non-toxic options. We have a natural alternative to all this. For every mental condition you can mention, I actually give you detail by detail by detail, the actual protocols, step by step, with examples and personal testimonies of people who've made these changes. Could you imagine interviewing people who are labeled as complete schizophrenic, hospitalized, and today are healthy and normal and within a society because they did it the natural way? And it's there. It's called the Food Mood Body Connection. So that's why that premium is being offered. And think about the 10 steps. Excuse me, not the 10 steps. The 10 one-hour commentaries I did on women's health. Now, for every woman who cares about understanding in detail what goes on in her body, when things occur, how to prevent breast cancer, how to create an entirely new protocol for breast cancer, a natural protocol for breast cancer, A to Z. Everything that I know that I would suggest to a woman who has breast cancer, I put it in the tapes. And PMS, and menopause, and helping women through menopause to actually reverse their aging and rebalance their hormones naturally. It's all in the 10 tapes. So you've got 10 tapes that could improve or change or even save a person's life. And it's just by calling the station. There's no place else to get it. I produce these just for WBAI. In fact, I haven't even offered them, won't be offering them on any other non-commercial station. It's just something for BAI. Please be patient. Yesterday we had people jamming the phones, and so a lot of people simply couldn't get through. There was a concerted and a campaign, and that's fine. That's what they want to do. They can do that. But people respond because they appreciate the programming. In the end, you can yell and you can scream, but if you produce something that honors the meaning and pledge of what the Pacifica Foundation's original intent was, and BAI has always meant, irrespective of the politics within the station, is to honor its commitment to the highest quality broadcasting we can do for the audiences that are being underserved and the communities underserved, that's what people respond to. So if you feel that we are trying in every way possible to honor your needs, then be persistent. Keep calling through. If you get a busy signal, please keep trying. And then get the women's series called For Women Only. It's called For Women Only, 10 audio tapes, 1 hour each, no guests, pure commentary, in-depth, easy to understand, packed with information. When I did those tapes, I did them to put as much into an hour tape as humanly possible. Fibroids, endometriosis, hysterectomies. How not to have a hysterectomy if your doctor's told her you need one. Natural approach for de-aging, overcoming wrinkles, overcoming gray hair, reversing thinning hair, building up your immune system, reversing osteoporosis, preventing osteoporosis, overcoming diabetes, overcoming fatigue, overcoming chronic fatigue, overcoming candida, all natural protocols. Now, I've never put all that before into a series. This is the first time. It's only being offered. There's no other place to get this. So you call the station now, and if you are a man listening, think of the women who would really appreciate this as a gift. I think this would be an extremely nice gesture on your part to show the women in your life that you care about them and offer them these tapes. And each tape is labeled by what's on it, and each one's numbered. So on the back, you'll see tape one covers all these different conditions, and tape two, these. And I go in great depth on these. So you really actually have hardcore information to use. It's not theoretical. It's not abstract. It's not abstruse. It's very specific protocols to help. And it's all the major conditions that affect women of all ages. If you have a daughter that's having an eating disorder, and do you realize how many millions of young girls have eating disorders that can affect their immune system, even kill them? Anorexia, bulimia? I deal with it. And I have therapies in there that are up to date. It's all the newest up to date material I possibly have. This is right now. I mean, I just finished these last week. So we're talking about stuff that's up to date, current now. The best that I know to help women with every major condition that otherwise they may be unprepared for, except for the orthodox model, which is not going to correct these things. 95% of hysterectomies are unnecessary, according to the research I have provided. So what do we do not to be a victim? And radical mastectomies. It's all in here. If you do have breast cancer, what's a natural approach? And I assure you, it's not tamoxifen. So that's one of the specials that we're offering, one of the premiums we're offering. Think of what you're doing for your well-being and those you care about. Make this selfless act of helping another human being. Do something for other people today. Make a call. If you're not a member of the station, now's the time to become. If you are a member, it's a time to renew that membership, as many of you do, and it's respected and appreciated. To all the volunteers who've taken your time today, thank you very much. We really appreciate your efforts. To Michael and Matthew, who are always in and doing a really Herculean job at this time, we thank them as well. So the Food Mood Body Connection, for everyone that you know who is depressed, anxious, suffering, if your parents are suffering from any kind of dementia, loss of memory, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. If your children have been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD, I give whole protocols how to get them as healthy as possible. Even if you're autistic, vaccine-induced autism, it's rampant. And I have a whole protocol to help people with vaccine-related autism and learning disability. It's in the Food Mood Body Connection. So those are two premiums. Now, of course, if you want the one that's been most popular, the most popular this whole fund drive. By the way, it broke all records. And do you know that we stopped our fund drives of PFW in Washington a week early? We finished 2,500 premiums, new subscriptions we wanted to get. And we did 500 of them with the Joy of Juicing. And Roy of Hollywood did extremely well with this as well. So the Joy of Juicing, and it's because people want to make food fun again. They want to be able to eat foods that otherwise would be restricted because they're too bad for them and junk, but they want to taste foods that they're familiar with but are good for them, healthy. I don't care if it's a pizza or a sundae or bacon and eggs. You know that's all junk, but now you can eat it because you can eat it the way I prepare it, with no eggs, no flesh, totally vegan, no sugar, and without the wheat, allergy-free, immune-enhancing, energy-enhancing. I've got all those recipes. Plus, I have juices for every day, all kinds, for everything you want, from upset stomach to depression, from mental fatigue to body fatigue to indigestion. I've got juices for everything, specific ingredients, all healing ingredients. And it's there. It's called the Joy of Juicing Cookbook. The Joy of Juicing Cookbook. There's no other cookbook in the world like it, including my other previous five. And I've had five really popular ones and big bestsellers in the health field. And this clearly is the next step, because I'm always looking to take that next step. Where's the next step go? And so that's it. So there's three premiums right away. And for all the people who did not hear my original series on pathologizing African Americans by psychiatry, we have edited and made those 3 hours commentaries available. And that's really an eye-opener. That's a history lesson that you'd have to read 100 books to get that information. It took me years to put all that together and to do it in a scholarly way that was documented and informative and understandable, that tied in how prejudice is also a psychiatric and psychological contrivance. So that's another premium, Pathologizing African Americans by Psychiatry, 3 one-hour video, audios, tapes, The Joy of Juicing Cookbook for healing, enhancement, fun. That's another premium. For women only, the 10 one-hour audio tapes covering all the major women issues, including obesity, weight loss, and diabetes, among other things. And the Food Moon Body Connection. So give a call now, fellas.